A report published by the U.S. Naval Institute's news service says delays in the Zumwalt destroyer program have led to a bottleneck in production at Bath Iron Works. And the report says that's affecting the Midcoast Shipyard's competitiveness as it pursues other Navy shipbuilding programs. Tom Porter has more.
Sam Lagrone, editor of the U.S. Naval Institute's news service, says BIW has become less competitive over the last few years.
The numbers pretty much speak for themselves.
In 2011, Lagrone says BIW bested its rival shipyard, run by Huntington Ingalls in Pascagoula, Mississippi, in the bid to construct three DDG-51 Arleigh Burke-class destroyers for the U.S. Navy. BIW's price per hull bid was nearly $20 million cheaper than what the Pascagoula yard could offer. 2 years later, it's a different story. BIW's price per hull had risen by more than $30 million, while Huntington Ingalls had fallen. Lagrone says it's an unusual turn in the Navy shipbuilding world.
Usually, if you have a multi-year ship construction, you'll know more well in advance, you know, what the long lead materials are going to be. You can be a little bit more competitive, as far as buying in bulk and buying your materials in bulk. And also you have what they call a learning curve with the ships.
And the stakes are high. The Mississippi shipyard emerged the clear winner in a $6 billion multi-year shipbuilding deal, winning contracts for 5 out of the 9 Arleigh Burke destroyers in 2013. One factor contributing to the problems at BIW, says Lagrone, is connected to the $22 billion contract awarded 6 years ago to build three next-generation Zumwalt-class guided missile destroyers, known as DDG-1000s. The first ship is due for completion by the end of the year, several months behind its original schedule. Lagrone says the ship's integrated power system, completely unique to the Zumwalt, is designed to give vessels more flexibility and more efficiency. But
the problem is the system is completely complex, and it's so new and it's so complicated that there's been some teething problems.
Teething problems which appear to have impacted the workflow of the shipyard, says Lagrone. On top of that, he adds he's heard concerns raised about a shortage of certain skilled workers.
One thing that, you know, from the people that we've talked to that's come up again and again is electricians and the lack of them, you know, in the yard in general has been a deciding factor for delays in both lines of ships.
He points to the fact that two DDG-51 Arleigh Burke destroyers under construction at the yard, the Thomas Hudner and the Rafael Peralta, are experiencing delays of 5 and 7 months, respectively. Lagrone says neither the Navy nor BIW specifically addressed the Arleigh Burke delays when he contacted them. However, both issued statements that pledged a commitment to increased efficiency in the construction of both the DDG-1000 and DDG-51 lines. Most members of Maine's congressional delegation responded to the recent article by expressing their faith in the BIW workforce. In a joint statement, Senators Angus King, an independent, and Republican Susan Collins admitted there are always technological challenges in building a first-of-its-kind ship like the Zumwalt. But they go on to say, quote, "The men and women of BIW have a long history of designing, building, and supporting the most advanced destroyers in the world," end quote, and that they're confident in their continued ability to do so. Second District Congressman Bruce Poliquin, a Republican, issued a similar statement. First District Democrat Shelley Pingree, however, declined to provide comment. For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.